Come stay and play at Live Casino and Hotel. Welcome to one of the biggest casinos in the country with luxurious clean rooms, upscale dining, and the grandest payouts. Now offering stay and play and all-in packages, including $50 free slot play, VIP parking, VIP casino access, and more. Book now at livecasino.com or call 443-445-2929. At Arundel Mills, must be 21, please play responsibly. For help, visit mdgambling.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello, my name is Alexia Georgiou. Welcome to the Resilient Pathway to Happy Work and Life. This is episode 35, Building Leadership Skills to Make Healthy Change. Please like, share, and subscribe. Hello, my name is Alexia Georgiou. I'm a consultant for organizational culture and available to speak to you and your team by Zoom. Contact me today, alexia@theresilientpathway.com. That's A-L-E-X-I-A @theresilientpathway.com. Like, share, and subscribe to our podcast. Hello, and welcome to our talk today on leadership within the pandemic of a virus as well as racism. We are at a crossroads in human history where change needs to occur. And we have recognized that. And so now it's a time where we're wondering, how is this change going to occur? And Michael Youssim from Wharton School of Business, he's one of the top long-term professors and works with a lot of business leaders in corporate America. So he did a webinar and he titled it, "We Are All Leaders Now." And that was in the context of the COVID-19 pandemic when we were initially shutting down as a nation. And what he meant by that was we all have a role to play. We are all responsible for this. So with this talk, think today, what is our sphere of influence? Where can we have leadership? Whether it's a family, whether it's a team, a community gathering, a conversation, where can we have positive influence and affect change? Yesterday, I paid a bill, and it was for a service. It's the kind of service that you pay ahead of time every 6 months. And for those of us who can pay the whole 6 month premium, we don't get extra charges. But if we pay twice or monthly within those 6 months, there are extra charges. And I was listening to another webinar, and it was from Wharton Executive Education. And the professor was talking about changing the mental landscape, changing how leaders of organizations think and practice business. And he was saying, you need to make changes. It will be detrimental if you don't make changes. Now, detrimental to the business profit or detrimental to human beings in our society or both? So that's how we need to look at this, because we have a balance scale of the well-being of citizens, as well as organizations want and need to make a profit for the economy. So there's gross national happiness as well as gross national product. And our goal needs to be to find a balance, like a balancing scale, so it's equalized. And we have seen this battle and this tug of war happening with our governments worldwide and the different responses to COVID-19, because the decision to shut down an economy and focus on the well-being of the citizens is where we're seeing this gross national happiness, where we're focused on well-being of citizens and getting the economy going and keeping it going. Right now in the United States of America, it seems like we're opening up. We're hearing phase two. We're hearing phase three. Where I live in Tennessee, everything's just about open, even though I think we're in phase two and about to go to phase three. Wherever I go, there's people, there's cars, there's traffic. And I'm seeing pictures on social media of friends who are actually getting together, having social gatherings in restaurants, not wearing masks, hugging, taking those photos. And they are actual posts by my friends. And it's actually now that they're saying, we were so glad to get back together after the shutdown. So as we're talking about leadership, we want to recognize where we're going to go. So I'm going back to the example of the payments. And this really synchronized yesterday when I was looking at paying this bill and looking at the most vulnerable in our population who cannot pay a six-month premium all at once, need those monthly payments, more so now with the ramifications of the pandemic, and the most vulnerable have a level of oppression, and that's how our system currently works. And the oppression is if you can't pay at all, if you need to do it in payments for our service, we're going to charge you. And so you're giving more benefits to those who are privileged and have more resources, and you're oppressing those who are struggling. We need to change that. And how does change occur? Through leadership. I'm a huge proponent of working with our younger generations and teaching these concepts. Yesterday, the professor from Wharton was also using words of agile. And we are going to be talking in the future lectures on agile methodologies. If you've heard of Scrum, this is a framework that was developed and it's been around for about 25 years, strongly used with the tech world. There was an article in the Harvard Business Review within the past few years, how it's so effective, so efficient, that it's becoming more mainstream in work with teams. And Scrum uses agile methodologies. We will be talking about what that means and how to move forward in leadership. So some basic skills of leadership. This is from the IMD Business School. 8 key leadership strengths: self-awareness, knowing ourselves, our strengths, our weaknesses, our emotional state. Situational awareness, knowing what's happening around you. Communication skills, the ability to effectively communicate with others. Negotiation skills, the ability to negotiate and compromise to get the best outcome. Conflict resolution skills, the ability to resolve conflict in a way that's fair and agreeable to all or most. Collaboration skills, the ability to work with others, particularly those who are different from you. Courage, the ability to make difficult decisions even when faced with fear, stress, and uncertainty. So something that we're going to focus on today is, as a leader, our emotional state, how that affects others, and the importance of taking care of ourselves during this crisis, because we have to put the oxygen mask on first, take care of ourselves before we can be effective in any area of life. And so I really want to stress that. I also want to make a statement about collaboration, the ability to work with others, particularly those who are different from you. In the United States, we are seeing polarization. And it was even before the current crisis that we have when it came to politics, because we are in a election year for the president. And other elections are happening as well. But the big one is we're going to choose our president. There's very much polarization. There's conflict over it. There's also a talk about diversity and inclusion and how every human being needs to be respected and how on teams we need to bring in people who think differently from one another because that enriches the value of our development, our solutions, our innovations, our creativity. And how dangerous it can be when everybody is thinking the same. And something to consider is social psychology teaches us that we stereotype people. So we think, well, if a few people in this category are this way, that means all of them are this way. And all of us have this thinking, and it's important to know our bias. It's important to know the bias and not act on it, because when we act on it, that's prejudice. And we have a racial pandemic that's being recognized. And it has always been here. But it's important to have honest self-reflection, find an accountability partner, find a coach, find a friend, someone that you trust and that you can talk to honestly about these biases. When you catch yourself thinking in a biased way, write it down and redirect it and say, instead of thinking this, I am going to counteract it with that. And have like an index card in front of you and hold yourself accountable. And really, it's better with another person, with a partner, or even a group, because then we realize we're not the only ones. And when we're that vulnerable with people that we can trust, then we're going to see change and growth. So it's a support system for us to develop. I do want to say that I have experienced bias. I've experienced people stereotyping me, as well as I recognize my own biases, and I have to work on them and be transparent so I don't act on them. The bias and the stereotypes, and I've talked about this some, so I'm going to say this, and so just think of the stereotype, and we're going to see, can you continue to learn from a lady who identifies as this? And it's a great exercise because you may be thinking, no, because I think what you think, lady, is crazy. And I recognize that. And that's okay if you think about my thought system, because that's only a part of me. And I won't bring it in to our talks about agile methodologies, leadership, leading virtual teams. I'm a big fan of psychology. Psychology is a science that we study. And so I look at human behavior. And I look at management principles, and I look at what the research in business and psychology is currently showing, and that's what I teach, because I want us all to be better leaders and affect change. Now, if you ask me personally, what are my beliefs, I can go even deeper, and that's not what I'm bringing to the table. But I'm going to say it to see what stereotypes come up, jot them down, and then see how you can redirect that. So I am a Christian, and I believe what Christians believe, salvation comes through Jesus Christ. What just went through your head right now when I said that? I am aware because I've had it said to my face. I am a business consultant as well as a life coach. I have had people, business leaders in my community shake their heads at me. What are you doing with this faith-based life coaching? Well, my answer is I have a 2-year degree in Bible where I wanted to study for myself and develop my faith. And I believe if you believe in something, study it and believe it for yourself. Don't just believe it because you grew up that way or you were told you need to believe this way. Believe it because you really believe in it and know about it as much as you can. And so that's why I went to Bible school. And I am so grateful that I did. And I can utilize that for people who want the faith-based Christian specialty that I have. Now, the people who don't want it, that's great because I have clients and we don't even bring up spirituality because it's their goals in coaching with what they want to focus on. It is part of the positive psychology wheel where we're assessing the 10 life areas. And so we do assess it and then the individual decides, is that something that I want to develop or ask questions about or not? So I'm just putting that out there. And we could all say, I am this, I am that. And I think that's phenomenal. Be who we are, be authentic in a fearless way. And just show people we're human. And please don't stereotype me. And just give me a chance to be who I am in your mind. So there was an article written yesterday by Dr. Renee Lertzman, and this has to do with our mental health. So that's the second point that I want to make today. As leaders, we need to keep our mental health in check as well as our emotions, because studies have shown when we walk into a room, the leader, the person in the highest position, will affect the emotion of that group and of that room. Because we look to leaders and we want to feel consoled by leadership, that they have things in control. That's important for us as human beings. So making sure that we have our fears, anxieties, anger in check is very important. Some readers of Dr. Renee ask questions, and so she addresses it in this article. And this is what people are asking, and these are some common questions. Is insomnia part of COVID brain or just a manifestation of anxiety? So you can honestly say, has your sleeping been affected by the double pandemics, the virus and the racism? Other people, my anger is out of control. I cannot concentrate. Focusing on anything for an extended period of time takes incredible effort these days. Who can relate to that? I brought up an example yesterday. I was on the phone with customer service and we could not get the email to be recognized. And I knew that the email was valid. And the system was having some weird glitch. And I said, I know. The other day, I asked for a password to be emailed to me or some link, and it took hours, and it was the same system. And I said, I even forgot what I was trying to do. That, you know, I don't have dementia. I have a great mental state. I have great concentration. I'm a productive professional. And yet, having concentration, focusing, remembering is taking more effort these days. And I know I'm not alone in that. Other quotes. I feel paralyzed by helplessness amid a health pandemic with no end in sight. The pandemic of racism that has stolen so much from so many. I've never been diagnosed with a mental illness, but I'm feeling what I can only describe as manic depressive. I will have wild bouts of energy, productivity, and excitement, and then entire days of feeling absolutely defeated and hopeless. I can't stop crying. I'm so exhausted. It hurts. And these questions seem related. And so in this article, the doctor is talking about how normal this is because we are in a crisis. And a recommendation is the term self-regulation. It's a term from neuroscience. And this, again, we're reminded to put the oxygen mask on ourselves and to take care of ourselves. Self-care is indicated. And when we take care of ourselves, we are so important that that is productive time because we are regulating those emotions to be effective leaders. And a lot of us, most of us, need to redirect that thinking. So say it after me. Self-care is productive. And write it down and remind ourselves when we are practicing self-care, we are being productive. Be kind to ourselves. Forgive ourselves. Move forward and give ourselves space to have these emotional states. It is part of being human. And as humans, we all have them. We don't all admit it. And so that is something in society that I had a real young person, early 20s, say to me, we all experience it, so why don't we talk about it? And I said to her, you have come to a huge revelation that people live a lifetime and don't understand that we are all the same and we do experience the same emotions. And responses. That's what psychology does, is studies our human behavior. And it just proves that we are human beings and we don't talk about it because that's a state of vulnerability. Research has shown when leaders are vulnerable and admit their emotions and struggles and fears, that the team respects it. I'm not too sure how much leaders are bought into that, especially with this pandemic. It's interesting to see leaders that have shown vulnerability because they connect with us really well when they do that, because we're all experiencing something to some degree at this time. And then another reader talked about empathy. They said, I'm worried that my empathy is slipping. The news and social media are inundated with injustice, negativity, and fear that I'm becoming numb to it all. Is this my brain's way of protecting me? So we all have a threshold, you know, and I can feel it sometimes where I say, whoa, I need to stop watching the news, get off social media. And even the webinars that I love, sometimes I have to say, just more information in my brain right now. It's just overwhelming. And I think I am having a response to the stress of it. And somehow feeling out of control that I can't make the change. I can't make it globally. And so this is why I studied these principles, is how can I affect change within my arena? And then I bring it to the table to explain this and to motivate all of us to make that change within our arena. So that's my why, is because I need support in these areas. What can we do? So if you get one thing out of this, is self-care is productive time. I am referencing the article, How a Traumatized Nation Can Cope. The author is Aaron Biba, and it's in damemagazine.com. So I thank you for joining us today. I would love to hear from you, to hear within your arena what change you're making. Don't think anything is too small, because it's just not. It's what is in our control and is in our sphere of influence. And especially for those who are parents, the children, the teenagers are watching and they're sensing and they are learning by what we're saying and doing. And when they see us practicing this principle, taking care of ourselves, and making change within the arena of our influence, then they will learn that is what they need to do. And within their lives right now, they can identify one way where they can affect positive change. Boy, is that leadership skills training at every age? All of us need it. It's very realistic. And let's focus on that and make it a priority. And we will make the change that needs to happen collectively. Thank you very much. Hello, my name's Alexia Georgiou, and I'm a life coach and consultant. We currently have special packages with pandemic rates for our coaching services. Contact me, alexia@theresilientpathway.com. That's A-L-E-X-I-A @theresilientpathway.com. Visit our website, theresilientpathway.com, to find information about The Artist Way, a spiritual path to higher creativity. We are starting a group on August the 20th, and you can sign up by contacting me directly, or you can go to Eventbrite, The Artist Way, The Resilient Pathway. Thank you.
Have you been wanting to lose weight and get healthy? Now's the perfect time to start Nutrisystem. Enjoy your favorite foods made healthier, delivered free to your door. Right now, you can get Uniquely Yours Ultimate, our most complete foolproof plan, at an amazing price. Order today and save 50%, plus get an extra $40 off. Go to Nutrisystem.com/save and discover what millions of people already know. Nutrisystem works. Limitations apply. See website for full offer details.
The available AKG 36 speaker sound system in the Cadillac Escalade provides 360-degree sound, not just here or here, but everywhere. The 2021 Cadillac Escalade, never stop arriving.